Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. I have been thinking a lot about the journey we all go through in life, especially when it comes to self-discovery and personal growth. For a long time, I had this idea of who I was supposed to be and what my life was supposed to look like. I followed a path that seemed clear, but I knew deep down something was missing. The journey of self-discovery isn't always easy. And it doesn't always look the way we expect. There are ups and downs, moments of clarity and moments of confusion. But one thing I have learned over time is that it's all the part of our process. In today's podcast, I'm going to take you on a journey, my journey. I will share some of the biggest lessons I have learned along the way, the challenges I have faced and how they have shaped the person I am today. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable and join me as I reflect on what it really means to discover who we truly are and how to grow into the best version of ourselves. What is self-discovery? Let me start by sharing a bit about my early days of trying to figure out who I really was. It seems almost like a lifetime ago, but I was fresh out of college, navigating the real world, and honestly, I had no idea what was I doing. I thought I had everything figured out. On the surface, everything looked perfect. I had a good job, I was ticking all the boxes of what success looked like. But deep down, I felt empty. It's not something I admitted to anyone, even to myself at times. I thought I was just tired, or maybe I wasn't working hard enough. But there was this constant feeling that something wasn't quite right. It was in those moments of quiet when I was alone with my thoughts that I began to ask myself the big questions. Who am I really? What do I want from life? It was like I would be living on autopilot, going through the motions without really examining what I was doing or why I was doing it. And that's when I realized self-discovery isn't just about finding the answers. It's about asking the right questions and being open to the answers, no matter how uncomfortable they may be. I remember having a conversation with a friend one night. She told me that it's okay not to have everything figured out. And that hit me. For so long, I have been trying to live up to this image of the perfect adult. Someone who had their career in order, their personal life figured out, and all their goals lined up neatly. But that conversation made me realize maybe I didn't need to have all the answers right away. Maybe it was okay to take things one step at a time and give myself the space to discover who I was becoming in the process. I mean, it's not wrong to do that. So, I started diving deeper. I took up new hobbies, things I had always been interested in but never had the time for. I started reading books that challenged my thinking. I began to put myself in new situations that forced me to think differently. The more I opened myself up to the process, the more I realized how much I didn't know about myself. And that was okay. It wasn't about finding a specific answer to who I was. It was about learning and growing and taking one step after another without rushing the process. The role of self-awareness and growth. As I continued on this path of self-discovery, I learned something incredibly important: self-awareness. It sounds like one of those buzzwords we hear all the time. But when I started practicing it, I realized how powerful it truly is. Self-awareness isn't just about understanding your likes and dislikes. It's about being aware of your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and how they shape your experience of the world. It's about understanding why you react the way you do in certain situations and being able to respond from a place of clarity instead of such reactions we give to others. I had a big moment of self-awareness at work. I was in a meeting and a colleague made a comment that rubbed me the wrong way. Now, in the past, I would have immediately felt offended and probably said something in defense, which is wrong. But that day, something felt different. I took a deep breath and gave myself a moment before responding. Instead of reacting out of frustration, I realized that the comment wasn't about me at all. It triggered an insecurity I had about not being taken seriously or being overlooked in the workplace. That moment when I stepped back and recognized that was a game changer. In that instant, I understood that I wasn't just reacting to comment. I was reacting to my own internal fears and insecurities. This awareness helped me take control of my emotion and shift my mindset. Instead of getting defensive, I could acknowledge my feelings and respond in a way that was more constructive and aligned with who I wanted to be. It made me realize that self-awareness doesn't just improve your relationship with others, it also deepens your connection with yourself. And as I practiced more, I noticed the difference in my day-to-day life. I began to notice when I was feeling stressed or anxious and why I was feeling that way. I could pause before making decisions, thinking through whether my reaction were coming from the right place or not. And as I practiced more, I noticed the difference in my day-to-day life. I began to notice when I was feeling stressed or anxious and why I was feeling that way. I could pause before making decisions, thinking through whether my reactions were coming from a place of fear or confidence. Self-awareness helped me recognize patterns in my thinking that weren't serving me, and slowly, I started making choices that were more in line with my authentic self. And let me tell you, the power of that shift cannot be overstated. Now, if I'm being honest, one of the biggest obstacles I have faced on my journey of self-discovery has been fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, and fear of not being good enough. I think we all have these fears, especially when we step out of our comfort zone and try something new. And the truth is, I didn't realize how much these fears were holding me back until I confronted with a huge opportunity at work. I was offered a leadership role for a major project, something that I had been dreaming about for a while. But when the opportunity actually came, all I could think was, what if I mess up? I questioned myself for days. What if I wasn't capable? What if people didn't take me seriously? I could feel the weight of my self-doubt creeping in, telling me I wasn't ready for this challenge. But then I realized something. Fear doesn't have to be a barrier. It can be a guide. Fear can tell you where you need to grow and where you need to push past your limits. Instead of allowing fear to stop me, I decided to use it as a fuel. I acknowledged my fear and my doubts, but I also recognized that I wouldn't know what I was truly capable of until I took that step. So I said yes to the role. And let me tell you, it was scary and it was hard. There were days when I felt overwhelmed and unsure, but there were also moments when I realized that I had everything within me to succeed. I didn't need to be perfect. I just needed to show up and give my best. And in the end, I learned so much. Not just about leadership and work, but about myself. Trust me, I learned that failure isn't the end. It's just part of the journey. I learned that fear is normal, but doesn't have to control me. And I realized I'm capable of so much more than I ever give to myself credit for. Alongside overcoming fear, something else that's been a crucial part of my growth is reflection and mindfulness. Now, let me be clear, when I first heard about mindfulness, I thought it was all about sitting in silence for hours, meditating and clearing your mind. That's not really my style. But as I dug deeper, I learned that mindfulness is really just about being present in the moment. Being aware of your thoughts, your feelings and your actions without judgment. For me, this practice began during a particularly challenging period at work. I was juggling multiple projects, feeling stressed and honestly, just trying to keep up with the everything. I could feel the tension building up in my body, the stress taking a toll on my mental health. One day, I decided to take a step back. Instead of trying to push through the stress, I gave myself a break. I went for a walk, took a few deep breaths, and just focused on being present. I realized that so often we rush through our days without truly experiencing them. We are always thinking ahead to the next thing, worrying about what's to come, but we forget to appreciate the present. That's when I realized the power of mindfulness. It helped me slow down and just be I began to make it a habit, taking moments throughout the day to check in with myself, to breathe, and to truly listen to what I needed. It's so amazing how much clarity comes from just being present. It allowed me to reflect on my actions, to ask myself how I was feeling in any given moment, and whether I was reacting from a place of stress or from a place of calm. Over time, this practice gave me a deeper sense of peace, and it helped me approach life with more patience. Not just with others, but with myself. One of the most liberating aspects of my journey has been letting go. Letting go of old habits, old beliefs, and way of thinking that no longer serve me. I have always been a perfectionist. I used to think that in order to be valued, I had to be perfect, to do everything right. But as I continued on this path of self-discovery, I realized how this need of perfection was actually keeping me stuck. Remember a time when I was leading a project and everything seemed to be falling apart. I was overwhelmed with all the details, trying to make everything perfect. At one point, I realized that I was so focused on perfection that I was missing the bigger picture. I wasn't able to see the value in imperfection, the learning, the growth, the flexibility. That's when I decided to let go of my perfection. It doesn't happen overnight, but over time, I stopped holding myself to such impossible standards. I started embracing my mistakes as opportunities to learn and grow. I allowed myself to make mistakes and to try new things and to fail without beating myself up. Letting go of perfection has been incredibly freeing, and it has helped me step into who I truly am, flawless and all. So that's a bit of my journey of self-discovery and growth. It's been a process, sometimes messy, sometimes uncertain, but always worth it. I hope that as I have shared my story, you have felt inspired to reflect on your own journey. Remember, growth doesn't happen in a straight line. It happens when we face our fears, when we become more self-aware, when we practice mindfulness, when we let go of things that no longer serve us. So, take a moment today to think about where you are in your own journey. And remember, it's okay to take one step at a time. Thanks for listening. See you next time.